We left off discussing the Rashi and the Beis Amar Aleph, which defines cases of Gzelos. The difficulty with Rashi, Rashi comments, Kofra b'kikadon d'misha shalof bayad habigazl. The difficulty, as he pointed out, is that Sukkim, Baba Kaman, Dav Kufay, tells us, Nirav Rosheshes, that both are not necessary. Either Kfira b'kikadon or Shlichus Yad is considered to be sufficient. Why is it that Rashi writes, apparently both are necessary? He mentioned, if you look in Chedushei Haran, there the Ran writes explicitly, either or is considered to be a gazlan, and even Orach HaNer suggests that that should be the appropriate girs in Rashi, not Dimi Shashalach Bayad, but rather Omi Shashalach Bayad Havi Gazlan. So we started to discuss two different aspects of Dine Gnev and Dine Gzela. On the one hand, no doubt, that there is an Isser in Choves HaGavra when it comes to instances of a Ganav or Gazlan. On the other hand, there is an additional element, and that is the concept of Kinyanei Gneva and Kinyanei Gzela as it relates to the Chepsa. And we discussed many different rayas to demonstrate that there are certain halachos that emanate from simply the Chiyuv Gavra of Gneva or Gzela, and others that certainly are linked with halachos of Chepsa. The fact that Shnei Menon Yachla Hakdisho, the Sugin Bava Kamad of Samachesim Adbeis, or the cases of the Petur of Hishtamshus, the Gemara's explicit Bava Kamad and of Tzari Zayin, that depends on whether an Eved is Dino Kekarka, Eved Dino Kemetaltlin. In both cases, Poshab Shat, one would violate an Isser Gezel if one steals an Eved. The question is, to what extent is it considered to be Kanuya Lagana for the Gazla? And that, the Gemara says, is based on whether Eved is Dino Kekarka or Dino Kemetaltlin. Because even if we assume Karka ain't an Exelis, that does not mean that confiscating or seizing one's property is heter gomor. Boshem Shat, it means that there's an isser lav of gezel, as Rashi assumes explicitly. It's just a question of whether any shinian chepz occurs when it comes to karka, and therefore karka in an exelus means it's not considered al pidin to be a chepz ha-gozel with kinyanim, and therefore when it comes to ever, there would be no ptur of tashlumi hishtamshus. Good. We saw many other indications as well from the Sugyan Kedushin, the Sugyan Sanhedrin, to demonstrate this particular point. How then does this help us understanding Rashi? Because of the following suggestion. Perhaps one could argue, true, Rav Sheshe says that a person is kofer b'pikadon, at that point he is considered to be dino kegazlan. Is that true in terms of the chiyuvei hagavra, or does that even apply to halachos in chefze as well? So maybe one could suggest that no, this is only relevant when it comes to chiyuvei gzela, that he is considered to be dino kegazlan. And perhaps that's exactly what Rav Sheshe says, l'may nafkamina, chayev onsin. Why does Rav Sheshe say chayev onsin? After all, there's so many other nafkaminas as well that hinge on kinyanei gneiv and kinyanei gzela. Unless perhaps, and this is meduyik in the Rashi Bava Kama, Rav Sheshe is telling you the following chiddush. Kofer pikadon on one level is considered to be a gazlan, on another level he is not. As far as cheftz is concerned, there was no act of shlichus yad to the cheftz. The cheftz remains absolutely intact, absolutely in the end, and perhaps the following chiddush. When Rashi writes that paka, shem shomer, that perhaps is only as far as the chiyuve ganav and gazlan are concerned vis-a-vis onsin, mashenki, when it comes to the cheftz, that still is considered to be Shem Pikadon is not considered to be a Chepza HaGozel. What would that mean? The following. So now you have a split. I gave a person a Pikadon to watch Betorah Shomer, and now he is Kofa Pikadon. So in terms of Chiyuvei Gavra, he's notched up to a Ganav for a Gazlan. As far as the Chaloshem and the Chepetz, that remains a Pikadon. So that's the Chiddush that Rashi is telling us. If I want to be Tovei the Chepetz to this particular person, I can do so in one of two different ways. I can do so b'toras gazlan, because the individual was kofa pikadon, or simply, I don't have to come on to that point. Very simply, I gave you a pikadon to watch, and therefore, I have a right to demand its return. And as we have mentioned, chiyuvei shmira generally, are hischaivus midas, comparable to cases of haldos v'havos, and that does not require mumchim. Perhaps that's the chiddush of Rashi. If a person is simply being toveya, chazaras hachefza, and the chefza does not have a shem godzel, but rather a shem pikadon, the Mishnah then would not require necessarily mumchim. If, for example, there would be an onus, and I would now want to be toveya b'toras gazlan, that he is chayav onsin, that certainly would require three mumchim, because now I can no longer be Tavea B'Torah Shomer who is Potter min Onsin, but rather B'Torah's Gazan who is Chayiv Onsin. But in a normal case of Shmira, where I have a right to go ahead and to be Tavea B'Torah's Chiyuvei Shmira, Samehecha Teisi, by virtue of the fact that he was Kofa Pikadon, that now you insist on mumchim, why can't I be Tavea B'Torah Shomer? Good? Hani Mile, that's if a person is Kofa Pikadon. However, let's assume it's accompanied by Shlichus Yad. Then, one could argue, no, that Poka Lagamre Shem Shomer, not only in terms of the Chiyuve Shmira, but in terms of Chefza as well. Now, the Shem Gozel is Chala Chefza, and now I can only be Tovei B'Torah Ganav or Gazlan. So Rashi here is not interested in defining for you all the lochos of Gnev or Vaveda. Rashi is troubled. We know in the Parsha Sashomrim, the Torah tells us Mumchim are necessary. And our Mishnah says that's referring to a case of Gzelos. What case of Gezel regarding Pikadon demands Mumchim? The answer is there, Kfir Pikadon is insufficient. That requires a case of Shlichus Yad. If one understands Rashi in this way, one can also understand the Hemshech of Rashi. Rashi says the following, Avalava Velo Shileim, if it was a case of Hava, where simply you failed to return, Lo Mikri Gazlan. That's not called the Gazlan. Why is that true? So again, if this is the Biur in the beginning of Rashi, in order to be called a Ganav or a Gazlan as far as Mumchim is concerned, we view vis-a-vis Chefza, then you have to have Kinyane HaChefetz. So therefore you understand Rashi very well that argues that's not applicable when it comes to a case of Hava, because after all, Milvul Hal Sanitna means that you're absolutely entitled to the Chayfetz. Even if a Lovid denies that the money is owed, there isn't the Shem Gezel which is Chal Voso HaChayfetz. Why is that true? Because of Milvul Hal Sanitna. And that's why Rashi argues, because of Milvul Hal Sanitna, therefore Lo Mikri Gazlan, in terms of this aspect of Gezel, that of Kinyanim. We pointed out, if you look in the Sugya of Metzian Daf Hei Amud Beis, one could further the Kasha, because there the Gemara writes that one who is Kofer of the Milv is Kasher LeEdus. Why is that true? The Gemara doesn't say Milvul Hal Sanitna. The Gemara says because simply, Ishtamutehu, the Kamishtamit Minei. We don't really consider it to have a full Kshira. The person is absolutely embarrassed because he agreed to pay you back and now, right, he is absolutely down and out. He doesn't have the funds to pay you. Rather than meet up to that embarrassment, which he should do, he simply deflects and he's pushing you off. So the Gemara says that Kfir is not considered to be a malicious act that renders him fasilatus. So why does the Gemara mention Ishtamute Kamishtame? Rashi invokes the concept of a Milvul Hal Sanitna. There you can also understand. When you're dealing with Kosher Pasla Eidos, there we're talking about the Chaloshem Gavra. Rashi here is emphasizing, is there a Shem Geza Bosa Chepetz, or is there not? That you don't have to come on to Ishtamute Kamishtame. That very simply is because of Milvul Hal Sanitna. One who is a lover who denies the chayfetz doesn't have a shem gezel because that chayfetz is absolutely knuya lalove. There's just a chiyuv tashlumin that he has in that particular case, and that also explains the hemshech of Rashi, where Rashi quotes vayigzla sachanis mian hamitzri. What does that show you? That pasuk of vayigzla sachanis, in order to be considered an absolute maisa gzela b'cheftza, it means you need lekichas chayfetz. That's the chiddush of that pasuk. That's the definition of gzela as it relates to chefza. So therefore, with this distinction in mind, one can understand, number one, why Rashi requires shlichus yad. Number two, the hemshich of Rashi, avolav avlo shilem. Number three, where Rashi quotes the pasuk v'igla sachanis. And number four, why Rav Sheisha says that one who is kofa pikadon is chayiv onsin. And Rav Sheisha does not mention just simply that dino kegazlan with all of the halachas that apply when it comes to aspects of zayin. So I wanted you to take a look at the machlokas Rambam and Raivin that Rav Soloveitchik pointed out is linked to this chiddush in Rashi. The Gemara Bava Kama and Daf Kuv Zayin with Beis tells us that we see in Parshas Mishpatim in Shmos Perachav Beis that if a person is towing Tanis Ganav the Pikadon, you ask a shomer, where is the Pikadon? He's towing Tanis Ganav. And then, right, he makes a shvua to that effect. And then Adam come forward and demonstrate that absolutely not. The person is Chayav Kefil. One of the examples the Torah gives us in Parshas Mishpatim, where there's a Chiyuv Kefil, is one of Toin Tainas Ganav Bepikadon. Good. Now the Gemara has the following Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Babakama Kuv Zayin Vaveins. What happens how Toin Tainas Aveda Bepikadon? Good. So, we ask the Hashem, where is the Chepetz? He tells you it was lost. And Vinishpa. And all of a sudden now, V'chazar V'ta'an Tanas Gneva. And subsequently, he's towing Tanas Ganav. And he makes a further Shvua, which is a Shvua Sheker. And Ubo Eidim, to affirm that the person was absolutely lying in a Shvua. Rabbi Yochanan says a Chiddush that that person is Potter Min HaKeifa. If he will be towing Tanas Ganav, he's Chayiv Keifa. But here, it was Toin Tanas Ovad, followed by Toin Tanas Ganav. In such a case, he is Potter Min HaKeifa. Why is that true? The Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan, Hol V'yotzi Yedei Bailin, V'shvur Rishona. Because the first Shvur that he took was his responsibility to the Baal HaPikado. He said that the Chepetz was lost, and he made a Shvur that in fact it was lost. That's the Shvur HaPikado. The second shvua that he takes, where he said, no, it was stolen, and then he makes a shvua to that effect, that al-pidin is not a shvua sapikadon, and therefore it does not create a chiyuv of kefil. Why is that true? Because, hol v'yotzi yedei bailin b'shvua rishona. His first shvua was the shvua sashomer. His second shvua is not a shvua sapikadon, and therefore, kvar niftar, he obviously has to pay, he has to return the chepetz, but there is no chiyu kefil. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. B'med ramum of chiyu kefil, where the initial time is toin tanas ganav. If it was toin tanas avad with the shvua, followed by toin tanas ganav with the shvua, in such an instance, chayiv bekeren, but potter min hakefil. And that's what the Rambam writes. In Hilchos Gneva, Perek Dahu of Gimel, the Rambam writes, ha-toin tanas aveda b'tikadon v'nishba, and then v'chazar v'ton tanas gona v'nishba, and v'achakaf bo'edim, the Rambam writes, potter min hakefil. Why is that true? The Rambam quotes Rabbi Yochanan, shekvar yatsa ha-pikadon midei bailim mishvua harishona. Because really the first shvua is what exempted him, the second shvua, right, where it's toin tanas gona, that is not the Shvua Daraisa, that is not the Shvua Sapikada. Good. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gneva, Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. Good. Now, the Chiddush of the Rambam, which is Machlokas, the Rambam in Ravid, is the earlier Halacha, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. The Rambam has the following case. What happens im Shalach Yad? This Shomer is Shalach Boyad. And then, the Ta'an Ta'an Azgan. And you say, what happened to the Chepetz? He says it was stolen. And Vinishpa, he makes a shvur to that effect, that the Chepetz was stolen. Ubo Eidim, and Eidim come and demonstrate. Now, what do you mean? He was lying. Still, Potter min HaKeifel. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Why is that true? Because the Rambam writes that Kevan Shesholach Yad Nischayibo Vikanohu. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Good? If first he says that he was Shalach Yad, and then he says, Toin Tanas Ganav, also the Rambam writes he's Potter. Why is he Potter? Because through Shlichus Yad Nischaivo, and he was already Kone the Chepetz, the Kanahu, and therefore again that Shvua, where he's Toin Tanas Ganav, is not a Shvua that generates a Chiyuvav Kefa. So whereas Rabbi Yochanan's member in the Gemara, Halacha Gimel the Rambam, is a person who makes Shvua A, which is Toin Tanas Ganav, Toin Tanas Avad, and then Shvua B, Toin Tanas Ganav, he's exempt from Kefil. Why? Because the first Shvua exempted him. The Rambam writes this Chiddush that Hu Hadinami, if he was Shaleach Yad, and then Toin Tanas Ganav. Good? So, interestingly, the Rambam gives two different reasons. That no, when it comes to the case of one who is Toin Tanas Avad, why is it that he is Potter? Because Yatsa Bailim Mishvua Rishona. He already fulfilled his Chiyuv Shvua from Toin Tanas Avad. When it comes to Shaleach Boyad, here the Rambam writes a completely different reason. Nischayevo V'kanoho. Good? Nischayevo V'kanoho. So even with that Rambam alone, even without seeing the Hasagas Arayvid, also Meduyuk, that there is this difference in halacha. The Rambam writes, the reason he's potter is because the ganav has already koneh the chayfetz from the time he was shaleach boyad. The Rambam mentions that only in the case of shlichus yad. The Rambam does not mention that case of toin tanas aveda. There he's potter for a very different reason, because the first shvuah is what exempted him, and that is not a shvuah that lends itself to a chiyuv of kefil. So even before you see the Ravid, you already see the Rambam distinguishes between toin tanas ava as opposed to shleach boyad. Shleach boyad, the Rambam says, you're kona the chayfetz, and therefore you're potter min a kefil. You have to return it, but you're not going to be chayv kefir for toin tanas ganav and a chayfetz that was already yours. Good. The Ravid has the following assumption. He says this chiddush of the Rambam, that just as toin tanas ava followed by toin tanas ganav, your potter min a kefil, the chiddush of the Rambam hu hadin shlichus yad followed by toin tanas ganav is potter min a kefil. The Ravid writes that hamilsa d'lo kilchasihi. That's not true. How do you know that's not true? Because after all, look at the memory of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Toin tanas avad v'nishba, v'chazar v'tan tanas ganav v'nishba. You're potter. Why are you potter? Because diyatzi dei bailin b'shvu rishona. Because you already exempted yourself through the shvu. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say your reason, the Rambam. Kfar nischayiv bo v'kano. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason is because you already exempted yourself in Hashvuah. The Ravid writes, Avalom Ishum, Denaslav Gazlan Vekano, right? Not the Rambam's reason. The only reason that you're Potter is because Yotzi Dei Bayim B'Shuri Shona. And obviously, that Svara of Yotzi B'Shuri Shona is only applicable to the case of Toing Tana Zavad, where the person is nishma, and not in the case of shaleach yad. That's the hasagas haravid. No, the Rambam's chiddush that hu adinam yishlichus yad is not true, because if that's true, Rabbi Yochanan should have given that reason, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't give the reason that you were kone, and once the gazlan is kone the chayfetz will be potter min hakefil. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason that you're potter is because hold the yotzi dei bailin b'shvu rishona. Okay, so what then is the shitas haravid? That even though you're right, kofar v'pikadon is considered to be a gazlan. Right? That's not enough of a reason to exempt you from kefil. The only reason that you're exempt from kefil is because hold the yotzi dei bailin b'shvur harishona, and in the case of shlichus yad, there's no shvur rishona, so therefore, obviously, you're chayiv. That's the Ravid's time. What is the shitas harambam? So according to our approach in the two halachos, the kash is no kash at all. No? According to the chiddush and Rambam, if a person is toing tanas ava, as a result of that claim, is there any halacha in Chefza that as a result he is fully kone the chayfetz, and the chayfetz becomes a Chefza ha-gozel, is no longer a chaloshem pikadon? Certainly not. One could argue as follows. In the case of toin tanas ava, that's comparable to kofar pikadon, there betoras gavra, the person is considered to be a gazlan. Mashen kin, in the case of shlichus yad, there you have the full halach of gzeila, not only b'toras gavra, but even b'toras chepza. In a case of shlichus yad, the chayfetz itself is havi gezel. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. So you understand very well then why Rabbi Yochanan could not give the reason that the Ravid suggests. What's the Ravid's kasha? If the svar of the Rambam is true, that since you're kone the chayfetz and shlichus yad, you're exempt, so why did Rabbi Yochanan have to come on to the reason of hol v'yotzi dei bailin b'shvu rishona? The answer is the following. Because the Rambam Shita, like Rashi Shita, is that halach in Chayfetz is only true if v'yigzel esachonis or their shlichus yad, but not if simply one is kofar v'pikadon. So Rabbi Yochanan could not have given the reason that since nischayo bo v'kona, therefore you're potter min hakefil. Because there is no kinyan v'cheftza. That's Rabbi Yochanan to come on to an additional reason that's true. even though here there's a halach in chepza, nonetheless, kfar yatsi de balim bishvar yishona. But no stira whatsoever. So according to the Rambam, very well, in a case of toin tanas avad, there's no shim gezel which is chala chepetz. The reason of hol vikana as a ptur does not apply, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to say hol viyatsi de balim bishvar yishona. That's exactly Rashi's distinction. The two halachos. Tanas avad is halachin gavra, and that's the claim of Rabbi Yochanan yotzi yedei bailim. Shlichus yad is halacha in chepza, and therefore the Rambam writes the svar of nischayabo vikanao. Either Ravitz Kash Rabbi Yochanan should have given that reason, forget about shvua. Kinyanim? The answer is that no. Kinyanim are not chal if all you did was kofra vipikada. What is the shitas haravid? Pashem Shat, one could argue on the Ravid, right? Differently, the Ravid admits that there are two halachos in Geneva and Gezel, halach in Gavra, halach in Chefz. But Pashem Shat, the Ravid would argue as follows, that Kfira b'pikadah, we've been assuming all along that there, right, it's only halach in Gavra that there's a Chiv Onsin, but there's no Chefz HaGozel. Maybe that's not true. Even in a case of Kofa b'pikadah, maybe one could argue it's not purely loch in gavra, but rather the chefza is nasa shel gezel, even al yedei kfira v'pikado. And yet, Rabbi Yochanan does not give this reason. Only if nishva and kfar yotza b'ilam harishonim are you potter, and there's no difference in the case of kofra v'pikado as opposed to shlichus yad. The only reason for the ptur is yatsa b'alam harishona b'shvur rishona. Good. And the reason of kinyan was applicable not only in shlichus yad, but even in kfira b'pikado. What then is the shitas arrive? That apparently even in a case of kofra b'pikado, it's not just halacha in terms of chiyuve hagavra, but rather it's a halacha in chefza. And one should not distinguish between kofra b'pikado and shlichus yad. Why should you assume that that's true? That kofra b'pikado is not just halacha in terms of chiyuv v'gavra, but kinyanei chefza also manifests itself. I can give you a very simple svara. Everyone agrees, that's the chiddush of Reish Lakish, that once a person is kofra b'pikado, he's chayiv onsin. So we've discussed several times. If a person is chayiv onsin, what does that mean? What does that mean? One is chayiv onsin. It's purely a chovas hagavra. What does that mean? I'm a shomer chinuch. I have to prevent pshia. I understand very well. I have a chovas hagavra, chiyuvei shmira, right, to refrain from negligence. Good. A person is a shomer sacha. No, he's obligated to provide a shmira limta. He has a chovas hagavra to see to it that there's no act of gneva or aveda. Good. Let's assume you have a person who's chayuv ba'onsin. What does that mean? That's purely chovas hagavra. What does that mean? My responsibility is to see to it that the onus does not occur. And if an onus occurs, therefore, there was something lacking in my shmira, and therefore I'm chayiv. How can you assume that that's true? What was the person supposed to do to prevent the hurricane, the earthquake from occurring? There's nothing he could have done. It was a case of onus gamur. How is it ever possible for a ganav or a gazlan to be chayiv and onsin? How was it possible for a shoel to be chayiv and onsin? What was he supposed to do? You know what the answer is? Kinyanim and chayfetz. Let's assume you're the bal hachayfetz. You own a car. An onus gamur and it's destroyed. Are you at fault? No, it's an onus gamur. Do you suffer a loss? Absolutely yes. A bal hachayfetz will suffer a loss irrespective of whether he was responsible or whether he was absolutely innocent. That's the chiddush of nichnas tachas habaylim. Moshev Shan derived is the following. Whenever there is a chiyuv onsin, that's an indicator that we're not simply dealing with chiyuv ve'gavra, but in fact there's halach in chefza of nichnas tachas habaylim. This chiddush is spelled out in Tosus and Bava Kama, Daf Yud Aleph, that chiyuv onsin means that you're nichnas tachas habaylim. It doesn't simply mean chiyuv ve'shmira. How can you have a chiyuv shmira to prevent the Torah's gavra, right, and known as gamra from occurring? But if you'll tell me that a ganav for a gazlan is kona the chayfetz, and there's a chi of hashava, so good, there was an ones gamur. But the mitzvah hashava was not fulfilled, and we'll still turn to the ganav or gazlan and say, you're obligated to do so. The same thing when it comes to a sholel. Shela perhaps is considered to be a hakna, a kinyan lizman, and he is obligated to return the chayfetz once the term of she'ela comes to an end. Well, in such a case that there's an ones gamur, he is still obligated to do so. Just as an example, there's a fascinating Tosus in Bava Metzia and Daf, Sarites Amud Aleph, the Ramaskal Kach, that quotes the following kasha. At what point in time do you become a shomer? I ask you to watch the pikadon. At what point, dal pidin, are the chiyuvei shmira chal? So Tosus quotes the following stira. The Gemara seems to indicate, on the one hand, some kinyin is necessary. Meshicha. When the shomer takes hold of the chayfetz, now he is chayim. And Tosus writes that that's difficult because the Gemara earlier in Bava Metzia, the payment days, says, what do you mean? Hanach lefanai is sufficient. Good. I say, will you watch my object? And I say, no problem, put it down. I'm chayim. So Tosus raised the issue. At what point in time do chiyuv rei shmira commence? Kinyin or hanach lefanai? One day in Tosus, a beautiful split. It depends whether you're talking about a Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar, as opposed to a Shoel. If a Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar, so you're talking about Chiyuvei Shmira B'Torah's Gavra. So in such a case, if I say, fine, that's sufficient. I was Machayiv myself. No? Tosus says, when it comes to a Shoel, you're Chayiv Onsin. Chiyuv Onsin means that you have a share, you have a kinyan b'cheftza. So in such a case, you have to make a kinyan. That's what Tosa says. Meshich is necessary when it comes to a shoel, not when it comes to shomer chinam and shomer sacha. What's that distinction? Because shoel is a different world as compared to shomer chinam and shomer sacha. Not chiyuvei shmira. Shoel, ironically, is more chomer to a ganav or a gazlan, where there's a chiyuv onsin and there's a lach of kinyanim. So Pashav Shant derived the following. If Rav Sheisha says that Kfir Bikadon is sufficient to create, to generate the Chi of Onsin, that's not just the Torah's Gavra Pishadvus Midas, that means a Hakna, Kinin Hefza. And therefore, Rav Yochanan could have given the Rambam's reason, even in a case of Kofa Bikadon, Toen Tana Saveda. And the fact that Rabbi Yochanan does not give that reason, it shows that that reason is wrong. The only reason the Shomer is Potter is because he already made his Shvuas HaShomrim. And therefore, there's no longer a Chiyuv Kefel. But in the case of Shlichus Yad, where there's Kinin without a prior Shvuah, Enochinami, he's going to be Chayiv Kefel in that case. Now, that's the Machlokas, the Rambam and Raivid. Shav Slavetchik pointed out that the Lomdus Neshitas HaRambam parallels Arashi. You cannot equate kfira of towing Tanas Ovan with the case of Shlichus Yad, and that's why the Rambam gives two different reasons for the Ptur Kefel, and no Raya, the Raivitz Kasha, that Rabbi Yochanan didn't give the Rambam's reason, because Rabbi Yochanan is referring to the case of not Shlichus Yad, of Kofra B'Pikadon, and the reason of Kano was not applicable. But according to the Raivitz, that certainly is not true. That Lachor is Poshav Shad in our Rashi. When are Mumchim necessary? Only in a case where Dine Gezler Chal Bechefza, but then Krusha Machlokis Rishonim, even those Rishonim that disagree with Rashi, like the Ran, Kfirpi Kodin is sufficient, only Shisholach Bayad. It doesn't mean they deny the whole Lomdus. They could argue, as Poshim Shad were assuming in the Raivitz Kasha, that Kfirpi Kodin has Halachos in Chefza, because you cannot generate the Chi of Onsen without any form of Kinyan Bechefza. Okay. Before we discuss the sugya of Erev Parshios and the Beis Mabeis, just wanted to just very, very briefly highlight one of the Rashi's in the Beis Amud Aleph. It's a subject of much discussion in the Rashi regarding Mi'unim. No? The fact that our Mishnah says that Mi'un requires a Bez Din of Shlosha. We discussed last year, in the very beginning of Maseches Ksuvis, the following kasha that Tosus already raises in the Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, Besila Niseis Liyom Haravi. Why is it necessary for Basil Nisais Liyom Haravi? What's wrong with Wednesday night? After all, if the whole purpose is that if the Baal has any taina, he can't immediately go to Bezdin Thursday morning, So why does that mean Basilin Isais Liyom Haravi? What's wrong with Bilel Chamishi? That's Tosus's kasha. Tosus Dramas Liyom. So Tosus just quotes the Gemara Nida Daf Samachem with Beis that writes that, you know what? Leka Ksuva Dlorom Beitigra. You know, Ksuva in earlier times was serious negotiation. It wasn't just simply that you fill out already a printed, drafted text. No? So therefore, the chasna won't be called until the night. And you're going to have all the negotiations as far as the obligations of Yishus to make suva. That could end up going very late into the wee hours of the morning. As a result, birishona may not take place. And you're going to defeat the whole purpose of the ability of the chasna to run to Bezdin in the morning if there was any taina. That taina spesulim, or neshis sujinsa, and the like. Good? That's what Tosa says, just practically. The Mishnah wants to build in more time, liyom haravi, to take into account that sometimes time is necessary in order to negotiate all the terms of the ksuma. So if you look in Shita Mekubetzes, Shita Mekubetzes writes in Dramas Chaliyom the following Chiddush, that od yesh lomar, de'ein regilus lasas nisuin balayim. Shita Mekubetzes writes this name of the Rivash, that the practice was not to have marriage at night. Why is that true? The Shita doesn't explain. But if you look in the Yamshel Shlomo, in Oz Beis, the Marshal quotes this great Chiddush of the Or Zeruah, Tshuvas Or Zeruah, it's found in Simin Tav Shin Mem He, where the Zeruah writes the following, that Isha Shekibla Gerishin Balayla, Eino Gerishin. The Maisa Gerishin V'nasa B'yada is comparable to Din, to Mishpah, which is only Bayom and not Balayla. Wow. Mesiras HaGet, no, is considered to be, right, Mishpat requires Yom, and even B'di'evet, Isha Shekibla Gerishin Balayla, Eino Gerishin. And the Rizro goes on, V'safek, I Aminan Hu Hadin L'Kedushin. Are you allowed to get married at night? After all, there is a Hekesh of Yatsa V'Haisa, Makish Havayli Yetzia, we derive aspects of Kedushin from Gerushin. How do you know that there's Kedusha Shtar? That's derived from the parsha of Gerushin, of Get. So the Rizro writes the following suffix. This is a given when it comes to Gerushin, that Mesiras HaGet is only Bayom, Mishpat, not Balayla. Does this extend to Kedushin as well? This is a major deal in Shulchan Aruch. This is the Pesachei Tshuva discusses this in Eben Ezer and Simen Chavav in Sivkot and Zayin and many, many others. This is relevant for Arashi, because the Mishnah tells us Hamiyun and Bishlosha. Miyun, right, requires three. Miyun is only a din d'rabbanan. You're talking about the semi-ishus d'rabbanan that a woman has, because after all, as biti nasati lishazeh, a father has a right to marry off his young daughter, right, the mother, the brother does not. If there is no father, there is kedushei miyun, right? So, miyunim, right, is subject to refusal. She has a right to break up that marriage. Lahalacha, we assume that that is l'mafreya. But that act of miyun requires shlosha. Rashi just makes the following brief comment. Even though miyun is the rabbanon, they're called the tikkun rabbanon, ke'en daraisa tikkun. Rashi is somewhat unclear as to which din daraisa is he referring. What din daraisa was it that miyun was patterned after? So the Rishash and our Sugya quotes the Noda Miuda, Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Yudalev, that the Din D'Araisa Rashi is referring to is Get. Just as Get requires a Bezdin, Gerushin, so too Miyunim, right? Any severance of Ishus. Ishus D'Araisa is Gerushin, Ishus D'Rabbanan is Miyun. That requires a Maisa Bezdin. That's based on this assumption that Gerushin is considered to be a halacha of mishpah and requires a mice of bezdin. So if gerushin requires a mice of bezdin, l'kiyam adavar. So called the tikkun rabbanon kein daraisa tikkun. The same thing is required when it comes to miyunim. Right, a very great chiddush. That's the shita of no de biyuda. The Rishash continues and says that no, Rashi is not necessarily referring to gerushin. Ef shalomar de kavanoso al chalitza. Chalitza, we pointed out, requires a maisa bezna kimadava. Chalitza was a model midaraisa that A, requires bezin, but B, it's sufficient to have hedyotos. According to the Rambam, that's the classic model. Maisa bezin kimadovar requires a bezin of shlosha, doesn't require mumchim. That's what he writes the Kavanah of Rashi is. What does miyun and chalitza have in common? Right? Those are both examples, miyun derabanan chalitza deraisa, of disbanding a semi-ishus. Right? Zika. This woman is not an ashes ish. She's a woman who is awaiting yibum. That's what the Gemara calls zika. Zika is considered to be a form of ishus. There's no chiyuv misha if she's an ashes ish zinsa. Right? But minimally there's a chiyuv lav. Shmuel has a suffix, whether there's tisas kedushin, for example. The pasuk says, lo sihiya ashes hamesa chutz lizar. Right? Just as an ashes ish can't marry anyone else, this woman who's awaiting yibum cannot marry anyone else. It's a form of ishus. So miyun, as well as zika, are forms of ishus that require ma'aseh bezin l'kimadava. That's the chiddush. Right? That, in fact, the Rishash suggests. So one possibility in Rashi is referring to gerishin. The other possibility in Rashi is that referring to chalitza. But this is a chumrah of the Zarua to treat the gerishin as a ma'aseh bezin, to require a bezdin, and bayom is required as opposed to balayla. L'chadchila we are machmer for the shita. In the very end of Eben Ezer, right, in Kuf Nun Dalid, there the Rama writes that yesh nizharim ilisader haget be'erev Shabbos, and the Rama writes early in Kuf Chav Gimel, we try to avoid being nizader haget balayla because of those aspects of din. There is a Gemara on the very end of Bava Basra, of Kufayin Dalma Beis, that seems to say almost explicitly that a bezin is not necessary for gerish. The Gemara discusses a case where a couple got married and someone obligated himself to pay the demekzu. Right, upon divorce, right, I will see to it that the woman gets her ksuba. So the Gemara has a case where the husband and wife, right, were in collusion. You know what? That he'll give his wife a get in order that they can be toveo all the large amount of the ksuba from that third party who was mechayev himself. And you know what? After he pays, they'll get remarried again. No? So therefore, they'll try to beat the system and to see to it that the ksuba is paid. Good? So the Gemara discusses, look, we can easily see to it that that doesn't happen. For example, will impose a neder upon the Baal Nisha at the time of the gerishin that will not occur. You can't just simply get divorced and all of a sudden now remarry. Good? So the Gemara says what? The Chassan and Kala are going to pull the wool over their eyes. Right? Bezin will see to it. Bezin is smarter than they are that doesn't occur. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Atul kol de magaresh. Bebeidina magaresh. That's what the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Right? Everybody who gets divorced in Bezin. You don't need a bezdin for ma'isa gerishin. So if it will be a ma'isa bezdin, you're right. It's going to be hard to fool the dayanim. But bezdin is not necessary. No? So if you look in the Rabbeinu Gershom, printed right in the daf, in Bava Basra, Kufayin Dalin, Mabez, Rabbeinu Gershom adds one word that makes the world a difference. What do you mean? You can even get divorced, bifnei bezdin hedyot. That's what the Gemara means. Atul kod magaresh be dina gamagaresh. Right? Rabbi Gershon understands that to mean, do you mean to say everyone who gets divorced with the bezin of mumchim? That the dayanim will see through their ploy? No. You can get divorced with the bezin of hedyotos. In which case, they could take advantage of three hedyotos. No? That's Rabbi Gershon understands the Gemara. The Gemara Poshav Shah seems to say black and white. There's no need for Bezdin. Rabbi Gershom interprets it to mean that that's not true. Right? There's no need for Bezdin of Mumchim. But Poshav Shah Rabbi Gershom, there's a halacha of Bezdin. Gerishin is in fact the Maisa Bezdin comparable to Mishpat. That's the Shita of the Noda B'Yuda. That's how he explains our Rashi. That called the Tikkun Rabbanon Ke'en Daraisa Tikkun. Let's start discussing the sugya of very partial, and a base and a base. The Mishnah goes through so many topics, left to get to them one at a time as the Gemara continues. The Gemara of base and a base, as you know, quotes the following Braisa of Mahin Dinim Amanos. And the Braisa tells us it's Gzelos v'chavodos, but not cases of Hodos v'chavodos. So the Gemara is a simple kasha that Ulamai, what is it referring to? If it means to say the Hodol Silvos does not even require Shlosha, the Gemara says that's not true. Rabbi Avo says that all cases of Dinei Mamonos, Shnayim Shadanu, Ein Dinei Yamdin, so three are necessary for Gzelos V'Chavalos, as well as for Hodol Silvos. The Gemara says no, it means that there's no need for Mumchim. Three yes, but Mumchim no. So the Gemara asks the obvious kasha, how can you sort out three for Mumchim? If you hold Erev Parshios, Liboy Nami Mumchim, the three have to be Elohim Lashon Chol, Dayanim Hasmuchim. If you hold in Erev Parshios, so Shlosh Alamali, that's the Kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers no, that really we assume Erev Parshios, and in principle we should require three Mumchim, even for cases of Hodos Vavos as well. And this is one of the Takanos that Rabbanu will have to discuss at length, Kadesh Lo Tino Delas Bifnei Lovin, therefore we suspend the need for Mumchim. Good. So in principle, Hodol Svavos requires three Mumchim because of Erev Parshios. But Midrabanan, Shlotin Adalas Bifnei Lovin, we allow three Hedyotos. Good. So what is this issue, this machlokus of Erev Parshios? Good. So Rashi writes here, very, very great tradition. Rashi tells us the following, that the whole concept of Modeh B'Miktzas is based on the pasuk of Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh, Shmos Perchaveis. This is found in the Parshas HaShomim. When the person is approached and he is asked, where is my pikadon? The Shomer responds, Ki Huzeh. What do we derive from Ki Huzeh? One halacha not as well known. The known halacha is obviously Modeh B'Miktzas. What's the other chiddush that Modeh B'Miktzas presupposes? That's Rashi and Kedushin of Samachayim and Beis, Divramaskil Hodas, the concept of Hodas Baldin Kmeidim Domi. That's also derived from the Pasuk of Kihuzin. Right? Obviously, what happens in Modeh B'Miktzas? The mount that he admits to, he's Chayim. And now the Torah says a chiddush and a Shvu Darais is required on the balance. So you derive two halachos. The mount he admits to, he's Chayim Mechatesi. That's the Pasuk Rashi writes. The Gemara never says this. This is Rashi. The Makar of Hodas Baldin, commanded Dami, is the Pasuk of Kihuzeh. And furthermore, the Chiddush, and that is, B'makom Modeh B'Miktzas, one is Chayev Yeshua Daraisa. Good? What is the difficulty of Erev Parshios? So Rashi, in our Sugya, writes a very, very great Chiddush. And that is that Sheishmikra Kosu Parshazu She'eino Yochol Lamodba. There is a phrase in this pasuk that is out of place. It cannot apply to Parshas HaShomrim, but Elami Parsha Acheres. So the concept of Erev Parshios, the Rashi describes it in Narsugya, and this is the Rashi Baba Kamandav Kuv Zayinim Aleph as well. Akiras HaParshios. It means take that phrase of Kihuzeh. And at least that one aspect of Kihuzeh, right? Modeh Miktzas results in a Shvu Daraisa that does not apply to Shvuas HaShomrim, that is limited to Parshas Halvoim Kesem Talvezam. According to Rashi, a great Chiddush, Modeh Miktzas is only in Parshas Halva, not in Parshas HaPikado. A Shomer is Chayiv a Shvuas HaShomrim Daraisa, even in a case of Kofer HaKom. That's Rashi in Arsugya. This is Rashi Baba Kama and Dav Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph Dibramaskel Erev Parshios. This is the Rashi in Baba Metzia and Dav Hey Amud Aleph Dibramaskel Tzrichin. If one holds Erev Parshios, there is no need for Modeh B'Miktzas in the Parshas HaPikadon. Good. The Gemara Baba Kama and Dav Kuv Zayin quotes the sheet of Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama maintains Arba Shomrim Tzrichin Kfira B'Miktzas V'Hoda B'Miktzas. Rami Bar Chama is of the opinion that Shomrim require Kfira B'Miktzas V'Hoda B'Miktzas. The Gemara says, what do you see? Rami Bar Chama Lesley Erev Parshios. Lesley Erev Parshios. How do you see that according to Rashi? Obviously. Because if you were to hold the Erev Parshios, Kov for a Kov would be Chayim in the case of Shomrim. Simple according to Rashi. So anyone who will tell you that Shomrim require Kfir b'miktzas, Moda b'miktzas, deny Erev Parshios. That's Rashi Shita. Why is this true? Why should there be a difference between Im Kesef Tava Sami as opposed to the Parshas HaPikadon? Why should there be a difference? So this is exactly what Rashi explains in Bava Metzian Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that Amar Rabba Mipnei Ma Amra Torah Molde B'miktsa Satana Yishad. Why is it Molde B'miktsa Satana Yishad? Why is Molde B'miktsa Chayi B'Shua? And Kofar HaKol is not Chayi B'Shua. What's the answer? Chazaka Ein an amaze pana bifnei bachova. A lova would not have the audacity to deny entirely. If he does completely deny, that's an indicator that he is in fact telling the truth. However, here, you know, he's being molded b'miktas. Because, again, ishtamute kamishtamit v'nei, adahabli zuzi uferanale. Good, I don't have the ha'aza to deny everything. I will deny part simply as a tactic, as a ploy, in order to stall until I can get the funds. Good. What is the meaning of that phrase in the Gemara? In an amaze panav ifnei bal chovo, which according to Rashi is the reason that melda miktas is chayiv. So Rashi writes in our Gemara, sha'asa lo chesed. Why is it that in amaze panav ifnei bal chovo? Because a lova would never have the chutzpah to deny, right? The goodness of the Malva. The Malva did me a favor, he lent me money. In such a case, right, certainly I would not say Lo Hayat Ramiyola. If this is how Rashi understands the concept of Einan Omeiz Panam Ifnei Balchovo, one understands very well that this Svara, which according to Rashi is the time of Dekra, why Mod B'miktas is Chai B'Shvu Daraisa, is only applicable to Halva and not to Pikadol. I'm going away on a vacation. I ask you to do me a favor and to watch my pikadon. Certainly there's no svara in an amazed pefnei b'chovo. If anything works in the opposite fashion, I'm doing you a tova. And therefore, you would be willing to deny if something were to happen. And therefore, the Torah imposes a shvuas hashomrim, even in a case of kofar hakol. That's how Rashi understands the shaka v'tanya the Gemara. Why is it that Moda mixes a Tani Yeshava? What's the svar of the Pasuk? Why don't we consider it to be Kameshiv Aveda after all? You don't have any Eidim. The answer is, Ein on Amez Mefnei Balchovo is the reason that Moda mixes is Chayim. And that reason only applies to Alvo. It doesn't apply to Bikadon. Beautiful. That's exactly Rashi's Chiddush of Hakiras HaParshios. That Eira Parshios means that Moda mixes is only in Halva, not in a case of Bikadon. If you look, for example, at the Tosus of Metzid Av Gimel Man Aleph, Derasal Mipnei, Tosus understood the Kasha of the Gemara very, very differently. When the Gemara says, Mipnei Ma Amra Torah, Moda Mixa Satani Yeshava, how does Tosus understand the Kasha? Time of the Krah. Why is it that the Torah tells us that Moda Mixa is Chayiv? No. Tosus writes, a fancy lumbus, Yehei Neman. That's Tosus's kasha. The Gemara is asking great lumdus. Every case of Moda Miktas, the person should be Neman b'migo d'ibay amar kofar hakol. I'll turn to him and say, look, if I was really lying, why in the world would I admit to have? If I was lying, I'd say, I don't owe him a penny. The fact that I'm admitting should be amigo to bolster my taina, and therefore I should be believed. Mother makes us believe Shua. That's Tosus Islamdus. What is the Gemara answer? Ain't an amazed pana bifnei balchovo. What does that mean? No. It takes much greater chutzpah to deny everything than it does to deny partially, and therefore this is called a migo deha'aza. That's Tosus' great chiddush la'alacha. Migo means I could just have easily have rendered taina B, which was more effective than taina A. Here, nothing doing. Not just as easy as all. No? The kofra kol is a ha'azan. Moga mikzas, not a great ha'azan. And therefore, this is a migud ha'azan. What is the chiddush and tosus in one line? Migud ha'azan lo mahani laf ture mishul. A migud ha'azan is insufficient to exempt you from a shul. Sometimes migo works. But if the Torah imposes a shvu daraisa, and the best that you can claim to counter is, right, an insufficient migo. Migo da'aza, nothing doing. Right? Tosus understands the shak of the Gemara very differently. The Gemara is not interested in distinguishing between Mada Miktas as opposed to Kofar HaKol, providing time in Dekra, in Emeis Panav. The Gemara is asking a very limited, defined kasha. Shouldn't the concept of migo apply? The answer is that no, migo does not apply under these conditions at all. Good. This is the shita of Rashi. Eino meis panav is the reason that the Torah insists that moda mikzas atani yishava. The next kiddush of Rashi, that eino meis panav is a function of aslo tova, aslo chesed, and therefore, as Rashi writes, it's only applicable to halva, not to pikadon, and therefore you must assume that eira parshios means Akiras Parshios. There's no requirement of Moda Mikzas when it comes to Pikad. Tosus disagrees. Tosus at length, the whole Amud, Bava Kamandav, Kuv Zayinam Ad Aleph, Dermasl Ere Parshios, quotes Arashi, Akiras Aparshios. Tosus says, yeah, that's true. Akiras Aparshios. So let's assume you derive from this Parsha three Mumchim. Erev Parshios. So what does that mean? You only need three mumchim in Hodos and Havos and not in Gzelos v'Chavalos. Crazy, no? Akiras Parshios. What do you mean Akiras Parshios? Our Gemara tells us that we derive three mumchim from Parshas HaShomrim. And if you hold of Erev Parshios, then what? It's not limited to Shomrim. It applies also to Hodos and Havos. It's not our Gemara. You mean to say when our Gemara says Erev Parshios, it means you only need mumchim for Hodos and Havos and you don't need mumchim for Gzelos v'Chavalos? So Tosfos says Erev Parshios means we're ma'are, we combine, we extend what the Torah writes here to there. But certainly loa krinle the gamre linyan shloshim mumchim. Certainly not. Tosus immediately just justifies Rashi. What is true of Moda Mikzas does not have to be true of three Mumchim. Tosus says, Yishlichos. When it comes to Moda Mikzas, Ikataima. There's a very good reason to distinguish between Pikon as opposed to Alva. That's Rashi's understanding of in an amazed funny Nebuchadnezzar. That's what Rashi says. That phrase in the Pasuk. What do you mean, according to Rashi, by mistake? Rachman al-Etzlan, this parsha was placed here and not there. No, the place of this parsha is Parshas HaShomrim. Because that's the whole halacha of three mumchim. What do you mean? The Torah shouldn't have placed it here, placed it there. Vikar parsha certainly is true. Derech Agav, the Torah also, instead of creating a parsha salva and repeating everything and everything, the Torah throws in a further detail that is applicable to halva. But the balance of the parsha certainly applies to the case of Gzelos v'chavavos. That's what Tosus answers. Yishlichos. The halach of Moda Mikzas, where there is very good reason to distinguish between halva is supposed to be cut, and that's Rashi's understanding of it. That is Akiras Aparsha. But when it comes to Mumchim, of course Rashi admits their Erev Parshios does not mean Akiras Aparshios. It means extended Parshios and Koyat Ravayu. Erev Parshios tells us the halach of Mumchim, where it certainly applies when it comes to Shibudim. And it even applies to a case of Hischavos Midas. Tosus now continues and quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. What Rashi says is not true. Even Kihuzeh, not just three Mumchim, even Kihuzeh, even Moda Miktas, Amilva Nami Hudichsev. Erev Parshios means it's not limited to Parshas HaPikadon, but it extends to Parshas Halva. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore, quite important, the halacha of Moda Mikzas applies to halva, and it also applies to a case of pikadon. Why is it so important that the halacha of Moda Mikzas applies to both cases? not simply just to deny Rashi, right? Where Rashi says Kofra Kol Tzchay B'Shvud Raisa Neshom. That certainly is true, but Tosfos points out a further chiddush. What is the definition of Moda B'Miktzas? There are two possibilities of Moda B'Miktzas. Right? If you saw the sugya as of yet, but Vakama Kuvzayin, if not, go through that before tomorrow's shir. Right? Tosfos says Moda B'Miktzas can be understood in what Tosfos terms Shtei Paros and Shalosh Paros. Two animals or three animals? What does Moda B'Miktzas mean? One possibility is the following. Hoda u'kfira. I admit, I deny. For example, what would the Shvus HaShomrim be of Moda Miktzas? You give me two animals to watch, and you come back later and say, where are my animals? What is my answer? Here is one animal that I owe you. And one animal, I have terrible news for you, there was an Ones Gamor. So I am partially admitting that I must pay you, and I am partially exempting myself. What's another possibility? Gimel Paros. What does Gimel Paros mean? The case of Moda Miktash and Shomer requires three different cases. Now, number one, a hodah. Number two, a kfira. Number three, a taina hapoteres, nensu. You, the Baal HaPikadon, give me three animals to watch. Right? I say, look, one animal, here it is, I owe you. The second animal, lohedra meola, kfira. I deny outright. The third animal, I admit that you gave me, but I have news for you. I have a tiny apoteris. It was an ones from the case of Shemar Chinam, Geneva Vaveda. Tosfos points out there are two possibilities in Moda B'Miktzas. Is it sufficient to have Beis Paros, Hodon Kfira? Or is it necessary to have Hoda Kfira Inez? So Tosfos writes, this should hinge on Erev Parshas. Why? Because if Moda B'Miktzas was only formulated in Parshas HaShomrim, then you can take the latter view and you could require Hoda Kfira Tana Poteres. But if you're going to tell me Erev Parshas, that means the definition of Moda B'Miktzas has to be meaningful not only in terms of Shomrim, but also in terms of Halva, correct? Because Kiyuzeh is referring to both. In the Parsha of Halva, there are only two tiers, only two paras. Now, you say you owe me $100, what do I say? Right? 50 yes, 50 no. Taino Kfira. There aren't three tainas that I offer. Part yes, part no, and part something happened to. That you can't decompartmentalize in Halva the way you can do when it comes to Shomrim. No? In Halva, it's either Hoda Kfira. That's the Chiddush Tosfos writes. Erev Parshios is going to be relevant in terms of how you define Moda B'Miktzas. That's Tosfos' Chiddush. So now, when the Gemara quotes Rabbi Bar Chama that we mentioned earlier, Rabbi Bar Chama is of the opinion that Dalet Shonim Shtrichin Kfira and Hoda, aside from the Taina Zonis, three paros. That's why the Gemara says that Rabbi Bar Chama less than Erev Parshios. Right? The Gemara presents Rabbi Bar Chama Shita, the Gemara says Rabbi Bar Chama denies Erev Parshios. Rashi understands very simply. You know how we know Rabbi Bar Chama denies Erev Parshios? Because if you hold Erev Parshios, Kofra Kol Yisrael. No, that's not true. Erev Parshios means Moda B'Miktzas applies in both contexts. Halva as well as Pikadon. So how do you know that Rabbi Bar Chama denies Erev Parshios? Didn't Rabbi Bar Chama just simply say you need Moda B'Miktzas and Shomrim? No, Tosu says. Rabbi Bar Chama is more complicated. Rabbi Bar Chama says you need Hoda Kfira Nensu. You can only maintain Hoda Kfira Nensu you don't hold a Vera Parshios. Because if you hold a Vera Parshios, when the Torah says Ki Hu Zeh, it's referring to Shomrim and Halva, so very misdaber that the definition of Moda Miktas will be the same. And when it comes to Halva, there are just two tracks, part I owe you, part I don't. So therefore, that will be the same when it comes to Shomrim as well. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Good? Now Tosfos raises the following difficulty. What do we mean that Rabbi Bar Chama does not hold of Erev Parshios? What does it mean not to hold of Erev Parshios? That means that the Pasuk of Ki Hu Zeh only applies to Shomrim. And it doesn't apply to Halva. Is there such a shita? What do you mean Rabbi Bar Chama denies Erev Parshios? That means, what do you mean? Context. Ki Hu Zeh is only in Parshas HaShomrim. And not in Halva. So what does Rabbi Bar Chama maintain? If there's no Erev Parshios, there's no Halacha of Avodah Miktos when it comes to Halva. And you mean to say that what? Kofra Kol is Chaya Veshvua Daraisa? Yeah, is that true? Kol for a kol is chay v'shul daraisa. I come over to you with no raya, no edim, nothing. I say you owe me $100. You say get lost. You're chay v'shul daraisa. Is that true? So Tosa says no. You're forced to say the following kiddush. No, even if you deny erev parshios, but don't you still admit to the concept of a memotzinu? We don't assume that. Every halacha in Torah is unique. Everything is a chiddush, right? And therefore, chiddush lo garmina. That's certainly not true. The Gemara says there are certain things that are mamish chiddushim, chiddush lo garmina. You can't apply the midah of binyan avram mematzina. But for shar kol haTorah kula, we don't assume everything is a separate halacha. No. If it applies here, we assume it's true there as well. No. If the Torah required moda miktas in shomrim. The Torah required moda miktas in Halva as well. So what's the machlokas as to whether you hold the Erev Parshios or not? So Rabbeinu Tam writes the following. Look, we're going to require moda miktas in Shomrim as well as in terms of Halva. No? The question is, on what basis do we extend it to the Parshas Halva? Is that based on Erev Parshios? It's as though that the Pasuk is explicit in Parshas Halva that this halakha applies? Or is it just simply based on Mematzina? And so far Tosfos suggests the Main Afkamina, a definition of Moda Miktas, Rabbi Bar Chama. If Moda Miktas in context is only in Shomrim, we will define Moda Miktas in Shomrim. Kfira Hodan Ensu. If, however, in context it applies to Halva, so in such a case you have to define it as just simply Kfir Vahoda. So Tosfos is forced into this now, because what otherwise is Rebbe Racham Shita? How can you deny Rebbe Parshis? I mean, Kofra calls the Chayv Shavu Daraisa. So what does Tosfos say? No, everyone agrees you can link the Parshios. It's just a question whether the bridge, the link, is a Rebbe Parshios, where the link is one of a Mematzinim. Now what's the difficulty with that? So what's our Gemara talking about? No? Our Gemara says, does Hodos and Havos require three Mumchim? You have a requirement of three mumchim in the Parshas HaShomrim, and we want to know whether this applies to Hodos V'Havos. What should the answer be? Absolutely yes. No? But Alumdus, no? Mehechatesi. Is that based on Erev Parshios, or is that based on Mematzinu? Our Gemara doesn't say that. Our Gemara says if you deny Erev Parshios, no. Then the Halachos of Shomrim don't apply to Havah. So that's Tosa's difficulty now, no? Tosa says, how can you assume that halacha A of Shomrim Oda Miktas absolutely positively applies to Halva, because if it's not Erev Parshios, it's Mematzinu? And yet, somehow when it comes to three mumchim, it's all or nothing hinging on Erev Parshios. And if it's not Erev Parshios, right, a head dude is good enough. What about the concept of Mematzinu? So take a look at Tosa's terence. And by a comment of Kuvzayin and Aleph, how you can split Right, the case of Modi v'miktsas from the case of Gimel Mumchim. Tosus uses a key phrase, right, not here, but Tosus uses a key phrase that Tosus is from Bava Metzia, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Dramasil Hatzad, which will be helpful in explaining the distinction of our Tosus. Tosus doesn't explain. Tosus says, Asad Karchuk, you have to distinguish between these two halachos. So take a look at the Tosus, if you haven't seen it yet. Take a look at the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, and then the Chiddush of the Ri. Right? Three shittas we're going to have in the Rishonim, in terms of Kofra Kol Amil LeMiktsas, when it comes to Tanis HaShomer. Okay, so